起我，唱什么都遇见，他露出我的秋天那个我，可是秋天的那家子在秋天的那家子看秋天你会发达心，别会看你的长得就把你心也会但我的反击要何必。
Ever wanted to know what it's like to have a point of view as a child?
To speak out, to be heard, and to be part of the fun?
Listen to Kids Express, a journey of children with one voice on a variety of issues, topics, and candid interviews with some of the experts in South Sudan.
Kids Express, every Saturday, 12 p.m., only on Radio Mirai.
Join Morrison and the children's crew as they write with you. It's here. Hang out with the children. Saturday on Kids Express.
Welcome to Kids Express program on Radio Miraya. I am Jerome Morrison. I'm so excited to be your host today. Kids Express brings you the voices of children, providing their own perspectives on issues that matter to them. Today on Kids Express, I am joined by the students of Promised Land Secondary School here in Juba. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Your name, please.
My name is Emmanuel Mayul Garang from Promised Land Secondary School, Senior 1.
My name is Becky Adior from Promised Land Secondary School. I'm a Senior 1 girl.
I'm by the name Ayak Deborah. I'm in Senior 2B.
I'm by the name Kual Gaya Alir from Promised Land Secondary School, Senior 1 class.
My name is Atiak Rachel. I am from Promised Land Secondary School. I'm in Senior 1B.
I am so pleased to have you in the show today. Every year on the 9th July, South Sudan celebrates our independence. Are you all excited about the independence?
Yes, we are.
Okay, that's good. So South Sudan got her independence in 2011 when she first seceded from Sudan through a referendum voting that was overwhelmingly supported by the Southerners. Like any other new state, there were a lot of jubilation and celebration across the country, especially after going through the civil war for decades. And this came as a result of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement that was signed in 2005. Lots of developmental activities kicked off immediately after attaining independence, only to be affected by the crisis, unfortunately. Despite the crisis that happened, the country still remains committed to finding an everlasting peace. If you have just tuned in, this is Kids Express program, a show brought to you by Hold the Child in partnership with Radio Miraya. So in the studio today, we would like to know from your perspective what you think about the independence, what the independence means to you. So from your view, what does it mean for a country to attain independence? What does it mean for a country to be independent?
Independence means total freedom. Independence has given me a total freedom in sense that I can be able to do things without fear because I am the first class citizens of my beloved country. I can be able to get job opportunities as I'm in school. I have hope that if I complete my education, I can be able to get jobs. I can also enjoy other services like going to school, but before it was so hard when we were under Khartoum government, they were mistreating us and called us as the second-class citizens of our own country. But due to independence of our country, we are able to enjoy services. Now, independence has brought changes and development to our land.
Okay, thank you so much. Emmanuel, tell us, what does it mean for the country to be independent, according to you?
Independent means having total freedom. Now, we'd like to appreciate our founders, our liberals who have delivered from this hardship. And then, after all, we got our independence some years back. And we are now happy for that. We are very glad for hearing that we are going to celebrate our day, our independent day. So I'm very happy for that. Our founders, they have laid for us a strong foundation. So we are the one, as we are alive now, we are the one to build up this country. They have laid for us a strong foundation, and we are the one going to develop it ourselves.
Thank you very much, Emmanuel. Yes, Becky.
Okay, I'm very proud of what my colleagues have just said. What I would like to add of what they have said, as we can see now, South Sudan is free from any other countries, and I think now it is very powerful, and I would hope that for some years to come, it will be very good and it will defeat other countries, and I think it will be like America and South Africa. Everybody will be in peace and we can do whatever we want because it is our country and it is our motherland.
Thank you very much for that. Having mentioned those points, what pride do you have as a South Sudanese? What pride do you have as a student to know that the country was liberated and is now independent? What are you proud of, Emmanuel?
So, I'm really proud of my country because my country is really blessed. I have a lot of resources in my country, unlike other countries. If you compare South Sudan to the other country in terms of resources, even you can really appreciate the land. Our land is blessed by God since now it is us. We are the one going to use the resources. We have, for example, we have oil, which is not there in Africa. We have much of it in South Sudan, and to do that work, we will develop our country. We are the one going to do it, and we are going to, the one going to extract it from the ground. Thanks, you.
Okay. Yes, Deborah, tell us.
All right. I'm really having a bright for my country. Like, I'm really proud the national anthem we have. As I can see, it's the best all over the world, the wow. way I see it. And the flag we have, I'm real proud of it. That's why I say I'm a South Sudanese. I'm also proud of our land. If you see, our land is the world beautiful land ever. If you see our hills and the rivers, I think even we are really lucky. We are sharing a biggest river with other countries. As other countries never got that river, and it's because of the love God have for us. And also I'm proud the skin God has given to us. That's why I'm proud that I'm a South Sudanese. My skin is very different from others, and the way I behave, I can be also feel proud of our culture. Like there in our culture in the village, our boys can go out and go and hunt for animals. My mother, like, she can go and bring grass for building. My dad can take care of the cows. The ladies should respect boys. Like, you cannot, you boy, you can just say, my brother. And, like, we are one people, that's why we say, I'm proud the way we behave. We call everybody my brother. You cannot say, me, I'm a Dinka, this one is a Nuer, this one is a Bor, but we come together and say, South Sudanese. So I'm proud of that we love ourselves and we combine ourselves as one because we have one blood and we live on the same land. So that's what I have for you, and we love ourselves.
Awesome, awesome. A round of applause for that. Okay. Yes, I did not hear from Becky. You have something to say?
Okay, well, I would like to thank for those who have talked much about how they are proud of their country. It is true that our country is very blessed, and it is a promised land anyway. God has promised South Sudan, and it has blessed it. It has a lot of resources that other countries lack. For example, we have oil, the petroleum, which other countries do not have. Plus the physical features, for example, mountains, rivers, forests, and hills, which attracts people from different countries to our country. Of course, I can say it, the White Nile, which flows very gently and that everybody loves. And also, I would say that if they said, okay, yes, we are black, and that showed, even in our flag, black is there, and that's why God made us to be black, and we are proud of it. As if you say that, there are those who say that if to those who say that South Sudanese are bad and all this, I don't think that as South Sudanese we are bad. If it is black, I think black is beauty. and that's what we are made for. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you so much for that. Yes, Akwal, do you have any different views?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much for those contributions you have given. Those are the views of the children from Promised Land Secondary School. We continue with this after the break. Break. In case you have just tuned in, this is Kids Express program, a show on Radio Miraya. Yes, back to our discussion. What do you think every citizen needs to do in order to build the nation of South Sudan? From your views. Yes, Akwal.
I would like to request my fellow brothers and sisters to avoid tribalism in our beloved country, and we join our hands together, we cooperate. Since cooperation is the key to success, let's join our hands together and we do one thing to, in order to develop our country, and we avoid the issue of saying that I'm from Dinga and that one is from Nuen. We cannot be friends because we are from different tribes. Let's avoid and we join our hands together to make a sound saying that we are one people, one nation.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Emmanuel.
Basing on view of that question, we need to have that love of brotherhood, sharing things together. Let me give you an example with this small insect, which is called bee. Mm. One time I went to Konyo Konyo. I bought honey from those sellers. By the time I tested it, it was very sweet. I began to think, what make them to make these sweetest things ever? I think everyone like in the world that honey. I thought of it, what make it to be like that? By the time I discovered it was unity. Those insects, they are unite and they can cooperate together and they can do a great things. As South Sudanese, if we take an example from that insect, we shall be like that, and we shall make a great thing in this country.
Powerful, powerful. Yes.
Okay, let us cooperate and love one another. The solution of our dissolution is within us, given no challenge to destroy them and hatred. South Sudan is our motherland, and we are one people, one nation and one identity. Let us stand strong and work together. Pray for the mighty God for a lasting peace.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Yes, you have given me your views. Yes, we still have more from Becky. Tell us, Becky.
Thank you, and I thank my colleagues who has just said more about about peace in building peace. What I would like to say that there is a say that one hand cannot kill allies. It is true. If we cannot combine ourselves as South Sudanese, whom do we think that will combine themselves and bring our country up? Only us as a South Sudanese. When we combine together, our country will rise up and it will be a country that a lot of people will talk of. And also, if they say that bird of the same feathers flock together, why not us to be the bird of the same feathers, and also we flock together and bring our country up?
Brilliant. I love it. I love everything about this discussion. Yes. Now we come to the youth. Let's break it down to the youth. As the youth and the future leaders of tomorrow, what do you think needs to be done to build a nation? We were talking about the citizen at large, but now let's talk about the youth. Let's bring it back to our level. Yes.
Okay. Ask me, Deborah. What the thing should be done is that we should work together and understand each other. Like if this one said, let us do this, understand, don't say, you are not my blood brother. Go away, what will we do with you? But as you can know that we are called South Sudanese, if your brother tell you, do this, if he's wrong, you say, brother, I refuse that because he's wrong. But if it's good, you say, yeah, we go on. So as one nation and one people and one unity, we should do everything together, like farming. Like now in South Sudan, yeah, we have no enough food. But it's because of the youth. The youth, they say, me, I'm Nwer, me, I'm Bor, I should not work for others. If I'm the one, we should come together and take our hoes and go to the garden. We just dig so that we promote unity, and we should work together. If you get a person on the way, like me, if I get like a Moro girl on the way, I will greet her, hi sister, because she's my sister, as we are South Sudanese. Also, we should promote unity as a youth. If you get your friend is not doing well in something, you can join hands, that two heads are better than one. So you bring the idea you have, and then you combine it with what she have or he, and do it together. As youth of South Sudan, I hope if you come together and understand each other, our country will be ahead, and even it will win USA. And I have hope in it. One day, one time, we shall be ahead of them, and they will say that is the country we knew that is among the people who used to be, don't think together. Please, youth of South Sudan, let us combine ourselves and be together and be united, and we shall promote our country ahead of it. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Yes, Emmanuel.
In addition to that, I would like to appreciate her for what she had said. I'm really happy for that. Basing on the question, as youth, it doesn't mean that if we got independent, we are now free. We can just stay, we just relax. It doesn't mean like that. It calls for hard working. You have to work hard so that to promote your country. As our country is the youngest country in the world so far, everyone knows that. So we need to work hard also so that we will be known by the whole world that it's a small or young country in the world, which is coming up also. That is my view on.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Yes, Rachel, you have anything to add on to that?
Okay, I would like to add something. Okay, I would like to thank everybody. Yeah? Okay, let me add respect to that one. We need to respect our parents and our guardian, and also at school also to respect our teachers, or to respect our mothers and sisters, as to respect ourselves, also to respect everyone in the country, to see everyone as a brother or a sister in our country. Have unity.
Okay. Thank you so much for that, Rachel. So respect is the key to the uniting factor that we all need to have to remain united for a better future. Thank you so much. We'll go for a break, and when we return, we'll listen from our guests in the studio this right after the break. Welcome back from the break. This is Kids Express program with me, Morrison, and the children's crew. You are most welcome to the studio, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Your name, what you do, and where you're coming from?
I'm by name Jock Abraham Thorn. I'm the director of Promise Land Secondary School, and as well the founder of Youth for Peace through Education Initiative, South Sudan.
Most welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes. We are glad that you are with us here in the show today. So we'd like to know from you, what 6 years down the road, how are you mentoring your students to be better citizens of tomorrow?
In concern to mentoring the students on the occasion of independence, we are trying very hard in schools and outside schools actually to tell the story of independence and the long struggle that South Sudan has had. Because for you to have a bright future, you need to know your history. For you to have a good destiny, you need to know where you came from. So we are really trying to tell them where we came from and where we are now and what we should do as a country because prosperity is actually paramount. So it needs their contribution as young people and as the people that the founder actually sacrificed their lives so that they enjoy the freedom. So we are trying very hard in the school and outside the schools actually so that they know the destiny.
Thank you very much for that. You have mentioned something about the youth initiative, is it?
Yes.
Okay. So what are some of the activities you are doing through this initiative in the community?
This program actually came up after realizing the needs that youth actually need. Because if you can see, in every country, prosperity doesn't come by itself. It comes through commitments. And there are some youth, actually, that needs to be told what to do. And if they are not told what to do, they cannot actually come up and do by themselves. And if you can see, actually, the current situation here, this is why I made my mind to think of this, actually, to actually elaborate on what actually youth can do by themselves. Because we see most of the people now in South Sudan here, the youth actually, some of them are educated and some are not educated. So this program actually is actually to open minds of the youth, actually to see youth isolation from actually any conflict or any tribal conflict, actually, so that they will know themselves, they will stand as one body and fight for the future of this country. Because the future of this country belongs to them. So this program actually is to open their minds, get them together, and to find themselves that they're brothers. And this one is bringing them is an umbrella, actually. Because if you find yourself you're not doing something in common, actually, you may think you're not brothers or sisters. So this is why, actually, I created this program, actually, to bring them together and just to discuss, open their minds, so that they see that they are really one people, actually. They have one identity, and the future of this country belongs to them. So this is actually the main purpose of this, actually. And the thing that they do is focusing, actually, on the skills, actually. Because they are reluctant, some of them are reluctant, as I mentioned before. Some of them, if they're not told what to do, actually, they can play dominoes and participate in criminal activities. So this one, actually, to tell them what they can do, specifically, actually, to open their minds and contribute in nation building.
Okay. Thank you so much. You have already answered what I was going to ask you next, but maybe you could elaborate on how have these activities created an impact in the community to promote peace?
Actually, it has really resulted into the good fruits, actually, after almost to my expectation. This campaign actually is helping the youth, actually, because there are some youth outside there who are thinking it's too late for them to do anything, like joining a school or actually creating things that can help this country get forward. So as far this initiative is concerned, helping them, actually. So now they are enjoying, actually. Some of them who listen to that device now, they're in the school, actually. And some of them actually who actually listen to this program and they're not interested in going to school, actually, they are doing some carpentry work. And even others are doing tailoring, and this is a good part of it, actually. And that was actually on 15 of May this year. That's when actually I had a talk show here in Mirai FM actually talking about this program. And I elaborated on some things that if they're put in place, then it can really help. They can really contribute, actually. So this program is really coming up, and the youth are really enjoying. So they're seeing a difference between fighting your own brother than actually contributing in the nation building. So some of them now they are coming out of the conflict or hating each other. So they're now preferring to work for themselves and contribute in nation building as well. Now you can see people are suffering in Uganda, neighboring countries, the refugees you are seeing. So they're now trying to see the badness of fighting. So, and those who saw the badness of fighting now, they're trying to contribute in something that is diplomatic. Yes. So this is how this initiative has contributed.
Thank you very much for the contribution. We'll go for a break, and when we return, we'll listen to more from our guests. This right after the break.
To know what it's like to have a point of view as a child.
To speak out, to be heard, and to be part of the fun.
Listen to Kids Express, a journey of children with one voice on a variety of issues, topics, and candid interviews with some of the experts in South Sudan.
Kids Express, every Saturday, 12 p.m., only on Radio Miraya.
Join Morrison and the children's crew as they write with you. It's here. Hang out with the children. Saturday on Kids Express.
Welcome from the break. Yes, thank Abraham, you. You are still sharing with us. So you have mentioned about this initiative. How can the youth be engaged and be a part of this initiative? How can one join, or how are you reaching out to make sure that, you know, most of the youth are part of this initiative to carry it on to the next level?
Yeah, thank you very much. It's a good question. Actually, there's a say which it was actually stated by an American president actually some years ago. It's that don't ask what your country can do to you, actually. Ask yourself on what you can do to your country, basically. So this one is actually coming to the point of use interests or patriotism. If you're patriotic to your country, you can actually create things that can help country get forward. So this one actually, the program actually is weak financially. I can state that. And if you need to join the program, actually, you can consult, come for a consultation in the school, actually, because it is attached to the school, and we don't have any other offices outside, so it is just the school. And if you like the program, you can even start at yourself. If you cannot reach me, you can start at yourself. Campaign, because the message of this initiative is about peace. So, and you know peace, and you're good at peace, you can do it at your own capacity. But you can come to me for consultation, and we join us together, and we fight it. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. From your observation, what are some of the areas that the students should desist from in order to promote peace and support nation building?
Actually, what we are trying, actually, students should not be tribalistic. In the school, they should leave tribalism. They should be one people. And this is why we really fight very hard for them to be in a school. The school is not segregative. We don't select. It's not too selective. It is open for everybody. So we are on one people. And for we to realize that we are one people, we must share common thing. So what we are actually telling the student is to avoid from tribalism. Secondly, they should not be too political, actually. It's not bad to join politics, but at your age this time, you need just to acquire information of your country. There's a time for you. There's something you should do. This is a time for you to study, and politics is for people in the parliament. So this is what actually we are trying to tell them. They should focus on education. They should respect their teachers, as well the parents, so that they can be sent to school. Because always a good child is more favorite, so you can be helped. So what we tell them in the school is if they go home for a break, they should abstain from criminal activities that can make them drop out. Also, they can respect and contribute in family affairs, help the parents, stay well with the neighbors, and also be peace ambassadors. And this is why mostly we started that program, because our students are really focused on peace. And if you can see, most of them are dramatized, actually, by the conflict. So, and nobody actually is accepting to let the violent go continue. So actually, they are good ambassadors of peace. So this is what we are telling them.
Okay. You mentioned something about a student being away from politics. I was wondering, if we are looking at the leaders of tomorrow, I'm not saying that they should right away go into politics, but don't you think it would be good for them to participate in nation building through having informed decision, participating at the grassroots level to support the activities of democracy, empowerment in decision making and all these other areas? What is your say on that?
Actually, this one is based on the responsibility. You know, when you are a responsible person, even in your home, you cannot participate in decision making if you are irresponsible. Okay, let's take example, like if you are a youth and you like drinking alcohol, you like sleeping outside, and you just come in and you want to contribute into family affairs, your father will not be happy with you.
Yeah.
And he will not even accept your idea. He will say, definitely, this man is empty-minded. So
yeah.
This one is calling on the youth. If you need to participate into this nation building, actually, you can. You need to be responsible, actually. You accept the responsibility. And what the ideas that you are bringing are mature enough, actually. So not just think that you just grab and you talk on Facebook. You want to go to parliament, and you just try to criticize people who are just elderly than you. This is not politics. So for me, I call it a joke. So, but politics, I don't say youth cannot join politics. Like when we were in the university, we actually practiced this issue of politics, actually. But you do it responsibly, not to attack people and not to violate and just disrespect your people, actually. So youth can join politics, but responsibly, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
An interesting one there. Okay, so at this moment, I will invite if there's any question from our students in the studio. You have any?
Yes.
Okay, please go ahead and ask our guest.
What is the one important thing that will keep the country together and will enable us to continue enjoying the benefits of independence?
Yeah, your name, please.
My name is Akwal Goy.
Yeah, thank you, Akwal. There are so many things that can actually keep our country forward, and it's up to the youth to choose on what can keep the country forward, actually. If you can see in other countries what they have done, it is really amazing. And this is why, actually, they are trying to look at the arts of, to look at the thing that people actually do. If you see a person raising towers, so you begin to think, if I harm this person, will there be existence of towers? Who will construct for us bridges? So you try to think that brain of your brother is very important. So what you will work now, it will not be a downfall of your brother, but you boost him up. You look at him as success. So what I'm calling after here is, any skill that you have as a Southern Sudanese, any skill that you have can take this country forward. We need to join in agriculture. Now they're bringing even motoke, even hard brooms. Even in my village, there are brooms. But you find they are not used because maybe they don't need the use, or maybe they're not informed about how to make the brooms. Now they will transport broom and bananas from Uganda, you see. But here we have, like, if you go to Jizira, they call Juba Nabare, you find it there. This one can even grow motoke. But why are we not making use of it? So it is us and you outside there who can actually look at what can take this country forward. Like when the Ugandan drivers protest and they did not drive to South Sudan, what happened? There was shortage of food. So it's like somebody's controlling you on when you should eat and when you should not eat, which is not good. So for this country to go forward, we should contribute in agriculture. We should also contribute in coexistence. We should also promote education, because education will open the mind of the youth. And if we produce a literate community, actually the community which is informed, you may find helping themselves. Okay, they will help themselves. And they will not even participate in conflict. They will be focusing on development, businesses. They will be entrepreneurs. So you find even the country economy will actually definitely develop by itself. So what I'm actually urging the people actually is to, whatever thing that you can help, try to help at your capacity. You can cultivate some good actors of land for food security. You can support schools. You can encourage students. You can even encourage those who are robbers. If you find them, tell them some words that you are very important. You are very important. Like what actually the mother of Ben's cousin was saying. He said, Ben, there's nothing you cannot do. You have just created perfect. You can be a doctor. You can do anything. So long as you accept Ben, you can be a good person. And Ben's cousin, after now, I think most of us know him, and most of us do read through his stories. So he's a very productive person. So if you encourage a person, you will try to be productive. So don't see people doing wrong things and you just leave them. So encourage them and participate in agriculture, even carpentry. Even if you get somebody driving a bodaboda, don't insult him. Encourage him. Instead of him to rob, he's riding a motorcycle. That is a good job. Even making chapati. Encourage him. This is all what can take this country forward. Anything that you see is productive, encourage a person. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Let's give a round of applause for our guests. Well, thank you so much for joining us in the studio today. It's time for fun with the children this after the break.
Lord, a little hope tonight. Find the will, make a way. In the darkness, bring that light. On your left hand, check your watch. Now's the time to make things right. Yeah. Oh, oh, oh.
You are still tuned to Radio Miraya. This is Kids Express program. Yes, the fun part of the show has come. We have riddles in the house. Anyone with a riddle?
Yeah.
Yes.
Riddle, riddle.
Riddle. Riddle.
My riddle goes like this. I am a South Sudanese, and I also married a South Sudanese man, and we give birth to a child look like an American. Who am I?
Coconut. Yes, please.
Can you explain why is it coconut?
It is because coconut tree, it is black and the fruits that it bears are brown.
Thank you for your answer. Can we clap for her?
Yes, any other riddle?
Riddle, riddle, riddle.
Riddle.
Which question cannot be answered yes?
Okay. That's a tricky one. What's the answer?
The answer, are you sleeping?
Explain on that.
Okay, if I come and then I ask you, are you sleeping? If you answer yes, that means you are not sleeping.
Okay, good. Interesting one. Okay, it's time for our poem. Let's have a poem.
All right, I have a poem here. I'm by the name Ayak Deborah once again. I have a very interested poem here. It goes, oh, motherland, South Sudan, a country of beautiful nations and people, a land God has given to strong and wise people, where ideology is peace and harmony. Your beautiful nature and resources are not a curse but a blessing. Your children love you more than you expected. They struggle for your freedom to avoid your bleeding. Oh, motherland, South Sudan, turn your eyes on your 64 children who need peace and in order to enjoy the resources which you gave them. Let our independence not be a shame in the eyes of the world, but to be a prize in your faith and to the rest of the world. Thank you.
Yes, let's have a story.
Story, story.
Story.
Once upon a time, there lived a fox and a camel. They were great friends that one day, a fox thought of something very fantastic that they were going for a walk. And that walk that they were going to another person's chamber to go and have a feast. After they went there and crossed a river, they went and ate a lot of food and they enjoyed. At first, Mr. Falk was satisfied and still Camel was not. At the time, Mr. Falk thought of a fan and he said to himself, "When I'm satisfied, I used to scream." His friend told him that, "Oh, please stop. Let me first finish. When I finish, then you will now scream." Mr. Fox refused and starts saying, "Quack, quack." After that, now people heard him and they came. After when he saw the people, he ran away and Camel. He was beaten that his back got swollen and it is very big that it cannot enter inside again that we are seeing today. On reaching, they went and crossed the river which they had crossed before. On reaching in the middle of the river, Mr. Camel said that, "When I've reached at the middle of the river, I used to sing." Now Fox said that, "Oh, please, just first take me to the other side and then you will come back." Mr. Camel refused and then he did his work as usual. After that, Mr. Fox, he was thanked. On reaching on the other side of the river, now Camel told him, "What he did is what I did to you." And this teaches us that tit for tat is a fair game. And also, we should not do that. We stick to what we have said. Don't turn your back to your friend. Thank you.
Okay, let's just have one more story briefly as we wind up.
Story. One point there was an old man who lived with his children. He has two children. All of them were boys. But then, by the time he was living with his children, he used to advise them that, my children, you unite together. Be one, you can able to do a great thing if you are united. But if you are divided, you will not do anything. By the time their father died, the elder brother, started mocking his younger brother. They were having one cow, then they were having a mango tree in their home, and they used to sleep together. The elder brother instructed the younger one that, "You, this blanket we are using, I will use it at night, and if it is a daytime, you will use it." And then also, he's the one dividing the things. That mango tree, which is outside there, the upper side is mine, but the down one is yours. And also, he told the younger one, "This cow you are seeing here, those products like milk belong to me, but the whole cow is yours, but milk belongs to me." But then they lived. The elder one go and milk the cow and takes all the whatever, the milk. And if that mango tree produces some fruit, you will eat them alone. And then you leave the elder brother. The down part is yours and the upper one is mine. And also a blanket. He'll use it at night. It will just cover itself. If it is cold day. And during that day, what should that boy do with the blanket? Just stay. One day, that younger brother thought of something. He said that, "Now, I'm suffering like this. By the time we were with our father, we used to sleep together. We used to share things together. Now, why am I suffering now?" He came up with that thought. He said that, "Okay, no problem. You have to suffer all of us." And then during the daytime, he will go and put that blanket in water. And then it will stay in the water like that until evening. If that man said that, "Why don't you dry up the blanket?" He said that, "Now, during the daytime, it was mine. So I have to do it in the way I can." At night, they will sleep like that without covering themselves. And then also he thought of cutting down that tree. He said that the down part is mine, so I have to cut it now. Cut the down part so that you will go with your upper one. And then by that, he cut that tree. And then he said that, you told me that the cow is mine. Now I'm taking mine. You will go and find your milk where you want to find them." So by then, they lived in hardship life, which will not make them to succeed. The uncle came and advised them that, "You be together. You remember the word your father we're telling you that you have to live together. If you live together, you will not divide. That is my story about.
So what moral lesson do we learn from this story?
It means that as our founders, they have learned for us that this foundation, we have to unite together. We don't want to be like those children. When their father died, they start that hated way. They hate themselves. We have to be united and to work together so that we prosper.
Wow, thank you. With those beautiful stories, we've come to the end of our show. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you for being a part of the show, and thank you for listening. Have a good time. Happy Independence.
Happy Independence too.
Thank you.
Your dream will come true.